Welcome to Short Take. Sunke Andreessen works as a screenwriter for feature films as well as television and the stage. In 2013, he began his collaboration with director Axel Ranisch on the internationally multi-award-winning film I Feel Disco. They have worked together on many other projects, including the 2019 Grimme Award winner Familie Lotzmann auf den Barrikaden. 2023 we'll see both Sönke's screenplay based on Isabel Bodan's novel The Peacock and his collaboration on the opera film Orfea in Love be released in cinemas. Sönke has been selected as one of German film's face-to-face ambassadors 2023. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi Sönke, thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready, let's dive right in.
I am ready. Let's have some fun.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Yes, my current mood, I'm very fine. Because you're reaching me in France, in South France, in Biarritz, and
nice.
We have a kind of spring-like weather outside, over 20 degrees, and nobody at home believes me that I'm here for working. So I'm finalizing a script here, but the weather is too nice. I hope I have some hours in the afternoon to enjoy it, and my mood is very well because I watched the news today and. Maybe you know a German film, yeah?
Yes.
Nothing New on the Western Front won 5 Oscars. I think that's great for
that is
for the whole business. So the week is starting very well. And on the other hand, I'm a bit nervous and excited because this week my feature film, The Peacock, is starting in Germany. It's coming out on German cinemas on Thursday. We had the premiere 2 weeks ago in Cologne. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bit scared because it's going to be big. It's a movie with 300 copies. Director Lutz Heineking, MNC yeah. Studios Cologne. And I wrote the script together with Christoph Mathieu, a colleague, and we are very, very nervous right now because
fingers crossed.
Premiere that's not real life. Everybody is very friendly, and but this week the critics are coming out, and I hope the audience will show up next weekend.
Yes. So, what is your favorite way to spend time?
I think I turned my hobby into a job, so that's a privilege.
Good choice.
And I can work at other places than Germany. And like I told you, and now I'm in France. Mm-hmm. That's great. On the other hand, for me, it's important to meet other people who have nothing to do with film or theater, or to relax with sports. Or here, I do a lot of hiking, being outside in nature. So it's great. To turn the hobby into a job, it's also a bit dangerous. So then you, at a certain point, you have to say, okay, now it's your time out. Do something different.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
This is one of these questions. I say next question, but yes.
That's maybe fine.
eating too much junk food, flying too much, watching old German series from the 80s.
Okay. we'll take all of that.
Abroad. Yeah, maybe this is my guilty pleasure.
What is the favorite job you've done? And not necessarily film related, maybe something else.
This is difficult to answer because I think there are many, many favorite jobs. Now I have the privilege to work together with Axel Ranisch, a German director. And we realized now 6, 7 movies or one series together. That's something very, very special. We met at university and grew up together. Mm-hmm. Maybe a favorite job was the headwriting of the series Andere Eltern 3 years ago. And for the first time, I had a writer's room. And I was fortunate to have the right people in my writer's room. And I am very proud of, it was the second season of Andere Eltern. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud what we created.
Yeah,
It's a series about helicopter parents in Cologne who's starting a kindergarten. I
yeah,
don't know.
it was a great
It's it's.
series and very
Oh, you know it.
successful.
Yeah, very successful and also abroad. And it was one of the first series that was sold to HBO North America.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think friendship has to last forever. So my best friends are from school and college, and like my hobbies, it's important that these friends have nothing to do with film business. The dangerous thing I think about our business is you spend a lot of time with people, but they are not my friends. So it's dangerous to mix things up.
True.
Okay, we are working close together, but friendship is something very special and different for me.
What is your favorite food?
German food.
Doesn't have to be German, but obviously
Okay.
can be German.
Okay. Let's talk about German food. When I'm not in Germany, I miss German breakfast and German bread or German have breakfast in Hamburg or Berlin at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's for me very, it's not a special food, but a custom. A food, what's maybe what I associate with my hometown in northern Germany. I'm from an island. It's called Föhr. It's also almost Denmark. It's the first grünkohl. I think the English word is kale. Yeah,
it's kale.
you know it. So it's a meal and it has to freeze. Then you harvest the kale, and it's a social event. So my whole family is meeting. It's showing up in December in order to eat the first kale,
Is
the
that the
first.
infamous pinkel and
Yeah,
pink
with pinkel, the
yeah.
sausages are called pinkel. And I know it's very special. So for foreign people, maybe you
Well, I had
know.
a I had someone I shared an apartment with in university, and she was from I think somewhere up, even more northern than Oldenburg, and she was a big fan of Pinkel
Northern, it's East Friesland. It's also a kale region. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's maybe very, very German, very special from Northern Germany.
It's perfect. If you weren't a writer, what would you be?
I started very, very late writing screenplays. With 35, 36, I finished university. And before, I was a German teacher for foreign people. And I worked for the Goethe Institute in different countries.
Okay.
And I love this job. And this is still my plan B. I enjoyed doing this, having the whole world in one class. Sometimes I'm missing my old job. Actually, I don't have the time, but maybe, I don't know, next year I'm starting with some courses again because it's a great job.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I'm very jealous when I meet musicians, maybe playing the piano well, or oh, I would like to be a composer. My great dream to write a musical and to compose it, but I think it's too late. No,
You
I'm just
never
like
know.
I play a bit the piano, but
Yeah.
it's not enough.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe also as an audience member?
Yes, I think the appearance of the first HBO series like 6 Feet Under or Mad Men were an awakening experience for me. And for me, this is still a level of storytelling of Shakespeare or Chekhov. And
Yeah.
it really influenced me or encouraged me to become a screenwriter.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
The current screenplay I'm writing, I think.
Okay.
I wrote I'm currently writing, and I think I read it last week 100 times, or it feels like 100 times. Yeah, unfortunately, I read a lot when I was on university, and now I don't have the time, and I don't feel like reading fiction anymore in the evening after a long day with fiction. I read a lot of newspapers, non-fiction books.
Yeah.
I'm listening to podcasts. I read A Summer in Niendorf
Yeah.
during my last summer holiday. It's a book by Heinz Strunk. It's a short book for the beach with a very black humor. Maybe you have to understand you understand this kind of humor when you grew up in northern Germany in Hamburg. He's a writer from Hamburg as well. But that's the book I like pretty much. And
Okay.
The Summer I Need Of.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Maybe the writers are my heroes or writers I grew up with. Like Camus, Sartre, play writers like Chekhov or Beckett. And I
Okay.
adore the German novelist Christoph Ranzmayr. I don't know if you know him. Maybe not a hero from a novel. These are my heroes, the
Okay,
writers.
we'll take that.
Okay.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work. Well, you already kind of did.
No, I'm not plugging my own work. Okay, there's some one series is coming out in September. It's Naked Over Berlin, and I mentioned Andere Eltern, other parents. But I'm currently watching the current season of Babylon Berlin
Okay.
by Tom Tykwer, and I was very impressed by his first film, Run Lola Run. And
Yes.
he's one of the few German directors who are thinking bigger, who have a kind of Hollywood signature.
Which German upcoming or maybe already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Difficult question because actually I'm traveling a lot with the movie Orphea in Love. It's a movie I realized with Axel Ranisch, and I'm many different film festival this year. There's so many great talents popping up and disappear again, and that makes me sometimes a bit sad because the first movie, the first film, it's not easy, but then you make it to festivals, you win prizes. But the question is whether you can do the second or third film. So I can't now mention a name or there's a lot of talent, but can you survive in this business or can you staying true to yourself? I think this is the question. I have a lot of respect for directors like Maren Ade, who make a film every 5, 6 years and then she's disappearing again, and she's 100% herself.
Okay. Now we're
I
going a
agree.
little bit into the personal. What do you like most about yourself?
Yeah, that's also difficult. Maybe
Sorry.
my optimism,
Okay.
how to get up after a failure. That's very important to survive in this business.
Yeah.
It's
Okay, we'll take optimism. That's a great answer.
optimism. It's as important as your talent and all the other things following.
Yeah. What do you dislike about yourself?
But
Doesn't get easier.
sometimes I want to do many things at once, and sometimes it's hard to me to focus on one project. But
Yeah.
everything is so interesting, and I meet so exciting people. Don't get lost with all your projects.
Okay. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
It is a big thing. I canceled an Amazon series. It's
Okay.
now launching internationally with a big cast, and they asked, and my answer was, I don't believe in this project. Bam.
Well, but again, maybe it also wasn't the right fit, and then maybe it was the right
Yes.
decision after all.
Yeah.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Many things to have to experience random things. Maybe one of the most important things is to be offline, to travel, to meet new people, to be back in life.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Optimism,
Yeah.
keep failing, fail better.
And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky to answer, but we'll see. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
It's really a tricky question. I think a life is not a film.
Okay.
For me, art, not even film, has to be bigger than life, something plus,
Yeah.
more. So,
Okay. Okay, so there's
but
no answer, which is fine.
there's
This
okay. This is
is the
nice
answer.
for the last question. There's no answer, but this is fine. Yeah,
Wonderful. And that was
let's keep
it.
it like this. That's
Thank
it.
you so much
Okay.
for joining us today. It was a
Yeah,
pleasure.
thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the national information and advisory center for the promotion of German films worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.